Babe, is that a real word?
It's a real word.
I think you made that up.
It's just another way to say I love you.
I don't know. I don't feel comfortable about that. I think I'm going to look it up.
Look it up, but it's a word, and I won again.
I think you've miscounted, dear.
No miscounting, darling. 1-1.
Oh, my goodness. But that's okay. I'll let you win this time.
You think so, huh?
I'm going to let you win this time. On this episode of Family Talk, we're talking about competition in marriage and how you can both go for a win-win.
Welcome to Family Talk. I'm Willie Oliver.
And I'm Elaine Oliver.
This is a show about strengthening families and inspiring hope.
It is a place where we talk about real family life and share tools that will strengthen your marriages and families.
As I like to say, when we have stronger marriages, we are more likely to have stronger families, stronger churches, and stronger communities.
Yes, well, let's see what's trending in our communities today. Do you know that the institution of marriage, people perceive is on the rocks? The Washington Post sparked quite a discussion on its faith blog when they asked the question, is marriage obsolete? The blog says that a study by the Pew Research Center showed that nearly 40% of Americans believe marriage is becoming obsolete.
Well, lots of people are feeling that way with all that has happened in our society and divorce. People feel that pain and their parents have gone through it and they're afraid, ambivalent about whether or not they want to experience that themselves.
Indeed, that has a lot to do with it, but there's more. Marriage is the most basic and universal of human institutions. Marriage researchers posit that marriage as an ideal is under a sustained and surprisingly successful attack. I think it's statements like these that come as a missile that are intended to sort of throw people off. And it makes people feel that marriage is worse off than it really is.
The reality is, marriage has been under attack from the beginning of time. Everything God has made for our good, Satan attacks. So I'm not surprised that marriage, God's invention, first institution established by God at creation, is under attack. And the reality is, if God made it, He made it so that human beings will have fun and would enjoy an understanding of God as a loving being, one who wants us to give honor and glory to Him.
Yeah. And in spite of these daunting statistics, though, people still put marriage as an ideal, something that they want, something that they would aspire to in their lives.
At the very top of the list. In fact, in surveys done with high school students across the country in the United States, time after time, they keep saying the one thing they want to do more than anything else in life is to be in a happy marriage.
Well, the operative there is happy.
Yes.
And we're talking today about competition in marriage.
We are.
And people want to be happy, but then they get into marriage and they compete.
They don't know how. And so we're going to talk today a little bit about that, how to be in marriage, how to have competition that will arise, and yet how to get to the other side in a good way. Well, we'll be talking more about competition in marriage. Stay with us. Welcome back to Family Talk. Today we've been talking about competition in marriage. You know, we just got through playing a game of Scrabble, and as per usual, I won again.
Well, at least you said you won. You know, you made up some word that you claim was a real word, but, you know, I'm just going to let you win.
You're going to let me win?
Because I know it's in my best interest to let you win.
Well, it's nice of you to think that it's in your best interest to let me win, but I don't think you had anything to do with it. I just won because I got the right word.
You think so. But it is a good thing in marriage, though, right?
For us to...
not competition, not so much competition, but for us to give and take a little bit.
That's true.
So, you know, maybe next time you'll let me win.
Next time I'll let you win.
You know, maybe next time you'll concede. But I have a letter here from a woman named Stacy, and she says, "Dear Willie and Elaine, my husband and I have been married for only 2 years, but sometimes, rather than being married, I feel more like we're competing in an amazing race that won't end. If I do something big at work, he does something better. If I want to upgrade something, like my smartphone, he usually gets an even better model. If I say I'm going to run a 3K race, he says he'll wait for me at the house after he finishes his 5K. I do make more money, but that doesn't bother me because it benefits both of us, right? What can I do to win the battle for my sanity without losing the war that appears to be raging in our marriage?" This is from Stacy.
Oh, well, Stacy, you you really have a lot to work on. You know, and it's not an unusual story. We invariably talk to couples who are married, and they sound a lot like Stacy and her husband. What would you say to Stacy, sweetheart?
Well, I think we need to talk about what's happening in their marriage, and there probably, or maybe, usually, are some underlying issues. We don't know what those issues are. But there was one thing that came up that was just kind of glaring to me.
Yes.
And that was the fact that she made more money.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say much about that, but that might be a little bit of an issue in their marriage.
And you think that all that's happening with him and what he's saying and what he's doing has to do with the fact...
He feels just a little insecure.
About the fact that she makes more money.
Yeah. And men, some men feel that way.
Okay.
Unfortunately. But that, you know, that's a topic for another time. So that's something that couples need to learn to handle, especially in today's world where many women are making more money than their husbands.
And let's get over it, because this trend is not stopping. The reality is more and more women are in the job market. In fact, now we have more women in the job market, at least in the West, than we've ever
had.
And
more women are getting educated.
Educated.
There are more women
in
the classroom than men.
That's true.
And so we're going to see this trend continuing. And men and women really need to learn how to deal with that. And so what I would say for Stacy's husband is that he needs to deal with that if that is an issue. I suspect that he'll probably say, well, that's not an issue. But I know from a counseling perspective that it does affect some men. And Stacy needs to make sure that she's not holding rank over her husband because she makes more money.
Because she makes more money. The reality is, though, that who makes more money invariably determines who is the boss in the home.
Unfortunately,
yes.
If we don't follow what God says in Genesis 2:18,
which is,
the two shall become one. That's the end of the verse.
Yes.
And the two shall become one. So when we talk about coming together as husbands and wives, it really isn't me against you or you against me. It really is about the two becoming one and about us coming together in many different aspects of our lives, including financially. And, you know, we talk about the whole financial thing and what that means. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that today because we really want to talk about couples becoming what we like to say, intimate allies.
Yes. What would you say, Elaine, that there is often competition in marriage? What's going on? Is that not just a natural way of people behaving in relationships?
Well, it really stems from the society that we live in, right? We live in a society where it's very adversarial.
Okay.
Right? So we bring that into marriage where
But we got married to be together. We got married because we love each other.
We bring that individualism into marriage.
Okay.
And in Christian marriage, well, in no marriage, it has
there's no place. Yes.
But definitely in Christian marriage, there's no place for that type of attitude.
Well, we need to understand the philosophy of marriage as it's outlined in Scripture. And the man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Now, if you're one flesh, why are you fighting against your own flesh?
Right.
One flesh.
We're on the same team.
We're on the same team.
You know, and we like to say, you know, if you're playing on a, let's say, soccer team.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't know any soccer players.
Well, let's just clarify this because
in a
large part of the world, it's football.
It's called football.
Right.
So who do we have as players on the same team?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's not a good example.
So I'm going to use basketball.
Use basketball.
Okay. So if we have Well, you help me out a
You want
bit.
Me to help you?
Yeah, who, the Miami Heat.
Yes.
They have that dream team now.
Yes. Yes.
Who do they have?
LeBron James. That's right.
And Dwayne Wade. Right. Okay, so LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, they would never score baskets against each other. Like,
no.
Dwayne Wade, if he's playing with LeBron James,
yes.
He would never, and they're playing against, let's say, L.A.
Yes.
The L.A.
Beat L.A.
he's not going to try to score points for the
for
other
LA.
Team.
That's
for
correct.
LA,
for the Lakers.
Right? So it's the same thing in marriage.
Yes.
Why do we try to score points against each other?
We're on the same team.
We're on the team. Same team.
So we need to realize when we're married that we are on the same team and that we don't need to compete against each other.
Right.
You know, we are
right.
pulling in the same direction. But it happens. I think there's something else why there's a lot of competition in marriage, invariably, and that is people's personalities.
Yeah.
You know, if you get two type A individuals, cholerics, you know, they're driven. They want to succeed and they want to be number one.
Right. Even if you only have one.
Yes.
Because that type of personality is a very competitive personality just by the nature of the personality.
So that person engenders the spirit of competition in the relationship.
Yeah.
And so he's going to say something or she's going to say something about, I won this time like I was just doing a little while ago.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love to win.
I know
I
you do.
I want to win.
I know you do.
And you know?
And you know what? I like to win too.
Yes.
But remember when we first met and we played racquetball?
Yes.
And I was pretty good at racquetball.
You were not bad.
And you were, you know, but you're very competitive.
I'm very competitive.
That I'll give to
yes.
you. But you know that I let you win.
You let me win.
I let you win. And now look, 28 years later, we're married.
You let me win.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you know, if that
I
makes...
I had that perfect yes, drop sir. Shot to the corner.
Yes.
And I decided to just let
if
it go.
If that makes you feel better, you let me win. Okay, so you
right.
won. You let me win the racquetball, and I'm going to let you win Scrabble. How's that?
Next time.
So
yes.
we need to share.
We need to
One
share.
One time I win, next
yeah.
time you win.
Yeah.
The reality is, all joking aside, we're on the same team.
Yes.
God says, you leave your father and mother and be united to your wife, and you two become one flesh.
Yes.
So if we're one flesh, we're on the same side. We're on the same team. So when you're happy, I'm happy.
That's right. And if you're hurt, I'm hurt.
Yes.
So we position ourselves together and we fight the enemy together. We fight all of those attacks together as a team. The fight is not between the two of us.
The fight is
against Satan. We're talking about competition in marriage. Stay with us.
Welcome back. Today we've been talking about competition in marriage and, well, all the ramifications and what it does to marriage when we are that competitive.
Yeah. I wanted to add something. You know, we were talking about that text in Genesis 2:24. I think I said 22 earlier, but it's 24.
It's
and the
24.
Two shall become one.
Yes.
The problem in today's society, I spoke a little bit about the whole notion of individualism.
Yes.
And that we bring that into our marriage.
Well, it's a high value in our Western society.
Very, very high value. And
yes.
it's a very secular notion.
It is a secular notion.
And so as Christians, we need to be careful how we adapt and adopt these secular notions into our marriages because it doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't.
It doesn't work in Christian marriage. It doesn't work in any marriage.
It does not.
And since marriage was designed by God...
We need to use godly principles.
We need to use godly principles.
Yes.
But I think what happens is that it becomes an issue of power and control.
Yes.
The two shall become one. And someone is saying, but which one?
Which one?
So it becomes an issue of domination. It's like, I want it my way. I want everything to work in the way that I want it to work.
You know what I find interesting is that when we are at home with our parents and we're being raised by our parents, we don't want to listen to what they're saying. You know, we want to do our own thing. But then we get married, and all of a sudden...
Oh, absolutely.
The Olivers did it
this
right.
This is the way we did it.
This is the right way to do things, the way they did it in my home.
That's right.
My family.
And we resented it when we were growing up.
You know, you didn't want to do what your dad said or what your mom said, but once you're married, that's the law. And you start fighting with your mate and saying, no, no, you don't know how to do it. This is how you do it. No, you don't set the table that way. No, you don't. You know, cook that way.
It's those basic things. It's those
little
things.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we spoke about careers and and money and power and all of that. Yes. But a lot of times this competition manifests itself in those little things. You know, how you're going to set the table, how you're going to make the bed, how you're going to squeeze the toothpaste even.
What kind of towels you're going to have? What color towels
you're going to yes.
have? You know, you get married and the wife wants to have a beautiful bedroom and she gets bed sheets that have flowers.
Purple flowers.
And the man goes, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Why do we have to have flowers on our bed?
Right. Yes. So we had flowers and stripes.
Flowers and stripes.
Right? So again, we're on the same team.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that couples really need to learn.
I think that one of the things that couples need to learn, because we're married, because we are one, because we're on the same team, is that we're different. In
yes.
fact, that's the biggest issue in marriage. Managing differences. And since you're not married to your sister, who's also different than you are, or your brother.
I hope not.
We need to keep in mind that the biggest issue in marriage is managing differences. And you know what? As individuals, we always think that we are right. We do things differently, but I do it right, and you kind of do it, you know,
the way you do it.
And so we need to understand that if we're in a relationship with another individual, that we need to respect the other individual and regard the other individual and not be so married to our own
opinions and
idiosyncrasies, ways of doing things, and think that the way we do it is right. No, the way we do it is a way of doing it, but it's not the only way of doing
that's
it.
Right.
And when we're married, we need to be able to make that transition in our heads, or our marriage would always be in trouble.
Right. So it's that whole notion of when we get married, we come together and we form a new identity.
A new identity.
Right? A new couple identity. And
yes.
that's critical
yes.
to the success of marriage. Now we have to think about the us.
The us.
Right? It's not that we're going to lose
our individuality.
Our identities,
yes.
right? God didn't intend yes. for us to lose our identity.
Right.
But he does intend for us to come together in this new awareness,
yes.
this new couple identity that says, what's good for the us?
What's good for the
not
us?
Not just what's good for me.
So it can't be, that's not going to work for me.
That's right. Well, I got to do me.
I got to do my own thing.
No,
if you're going to do you, you need to do you all by yourself and not get married.
Right. Stay single. You
yes.
can't be single and married.
You cannot be single and married at the same time. I'm going to say that again. Cannot be single and married at the same time. If you want to be married, get married. But once you're married, recognize that there's somebody else with you in that marriage.
Now, with us, we say it's the we,
not the us,
Willie and Elaine.
That's correct. I like that.
It's supposed to be a joke.
It's supposed to be a joke. I'm laughing. No, watch me.
So we think about this us, and what we realize is that in every relationship of substance, especially in marriage,
yes.
there has to be a compromise of autonomy.
Well, that's a big
concept.
There
has to be a compromise of autonomy. What does that mean? It means there has to be a give and take.
Yes.
Right? It means that when I get a new job opportunity, and it's like the best job opportunity of my life, I can't just say yes.
Yes.
I know that makes some people very uncomfortable.
Yes.
Especially people in today's world. But if I'm married, I have to stop and consider, is this new job opportunity in the best interest
of our family? Yes.
Of our relationship, of our marriage, even if it's just the two of us.
Even if we don't have kids. Yes.
I don't have the option anymore.
To just make a decision all by myself.
Yes, this is a great job. It's a great opportunity. It's the most money I've ever made. It's the highest position I've ever had.
Right.
I have to consider if it's best for this relationship.
What I'd like to do is challenge our listeners to understand that not trying to hit at any of you or throw darts, but the reality is many times people take jobs on the other side of the country, 5-hour plane ride away, because they got their dream job.
Right.
But we need to realize when we're married that we need to consider the whole.
Right.
How is this going to affect my spouse? How am I going to feel about the new job? Do I want to move to a new city? Let's have a conversation.
Well, and is it best for our relationship?
Yes.
Can our relationship thrive?
Yes.
Now, we're not talking about couples who have experienced job loss due to the recession and stuff like that. And
right.
perhaps this is the only opportunity they have. But we still suggest that if that's the reason why you're moving, that you look for new opportunities for your spouse so that we don't, we're not separated.
Yes.
For a long period of time.
Yes.
Because any type of separation in marriage is a separation.
Yeah.
And barriers are erected when
yes.
we're separated. I mean, we feel badly for those couples who are separated because they're in the military and other types of jobs.
They have to be apart.
But even those couples, I know that the military works really hard in trying to provide counseling
yes.
and other types of resources for these couples so that their marriages are not disintegrating.
And I'm going to say something that's perhaps not very popular, but mm-hmm. even in church work, with all this traveling away from your spouse,
yes.
you know, we need to keep that in balance because it does affect us.
It does.
You know, 1 Corinthians says in chapter 13, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not easily provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. What I do like about 1 Corinthians 13 is love is patient.
Love
is kind.
It's not boastful.
It's not boastful.
Puffed up. It doesn't think about itself.
That's right. So where's the competition here? We're on the same team.
We're on the same team.
We need to be patient. We need to be kind. We need to be long-suffering. We need to remember that God brought us together. Let's thank Him for that, and let's be on the same team. We've been talking about competition in marriage. Stay with us. Welcome back. We've been talking about competition in marriage. Man, it's a huge deal, this whole issue of competition in marriage, and it can make or break your marriage. In fact, it will break your marriage if you keep it up.
Absolutely. So we were talking about the fact that we need to play on the same team. We're on the same team.
Yes.
We need to celebrate each other's successes.
Yes.
We need to go for what Stephen Covey in his 7 Habits calls a win-win.
A win-win.
You know, we can both win.
We can both win.
This is not a
zero-sum game.
No. Exactly.
No.
So, you know, too often we're saying, okay, I win, you lose.
No.
Or you win, I lose.
We can both win.
And we can both win.
How do we both win, Elaine?
We care about each other.
Yes.
So if you have a promotion or you've run a race and you've won, I share that joy.
I'm there to cheer you on.
You cheer me on.
Yes.
You know what? I often say to people, I tell people all the time that you are my biggest fan.
I am your big fan.
You're my biggest fan.
Yes,
and
I
you're
am.
Always cheering me on. And I hope you feel the same way about me.
That's
not
feel
the time
same
to
way.
Ask.
Yes.
But, you know, I feel
I'm
that
glad
one
you
of,
asked.
Yeah. I think that this is a good thing that we've done in our marriage,
yes.
where we basically celebrate each other's successes.
Absolutely.
Or we encourage one another to be successful.
That's right, because your success is my success.
Absolutely.
And whatever yes. whenever you win, I also win. I remember the time when you were making more money than me, and I didn't have the slightest problem.
No,
about
you didn't.
That. In fact, I loved it very
yeah,
much.
I think you did. I think you did. You're a rare breed.
You think? Well, I think it's developing more, and we're going to have to
yes.
develop more of that because the last university graduation we attended, 65% of the graduates were women.
That's
35%
right.
were men.
That's
and
right.
that trend is continuing
it
all
is.
Over the world. It means there are going to be more women, more educated women making more money, and I think the men need to get over
yeah.
it.
So the takeaway
yes.
that we need to go for a win-win.
Go for a win-win.
We need to remember that God said the two of us shall become one.
We're one.
And what was...
Celebrate each other's
celebrate
successes.
Celebrate each other's successes.
Yeah. Realize that when you win, I win. And when I win, you win. So it's not a competition. It's a mutual... You're mutually admiring each other.
Correct.
You know, you really care about each other, and you want to really be together, knowing that you're going to win together.
Absolutely. Yes. So no competition. Go for a win-win. play on the same team. Well, from this day forward, let's focus more on maintaining the health of our relationships, because that way we'll both come out ahead and the real winner will be our marriages.
That's all for today's Family Talk. Join us again when we'll talk more about strengthening families and inspiring hope.